Who decides what teenagers get to check out from their school library? That question is at the center of a controversy in Rio Rancho. As KUNM's Rita Daniels reports, school staff violated policy when they removed the book.
It all started back in February when a ninth grader checked out a book from the Rio Rancho High School library. He took it home. His mom saw it.
First thing I saw was a nude scene, a nude sex scene, and I'm like, no.
Katrina Lopez says when her son, who was 14 at the time, checked out the graphic novel, he was expecting it to be similar to a Spider-Man comic book, but...
In this picture, you see basically the woman's nipples and her other private areas all drawn in.
The next day, Lopez marched into the school, demanding the book be removed. Then she sent pictures of the book to a local TV station, ABC affiliate KOAT. They reported school officials agreed with Lopez's characterization of the book.
A spokesperson for Rio Rancho Public Schools says after Mrs. Lopez brought it to their attention, officials looked at the book and they agree. It's, quote, clearly inappropriate.
The book is Palomar, the Heartbreak Soup series, a collection of award-winning stories by Gilbert Hernandez. Using black and white drawings, he tells tales of an imaginary dusty town in Central America, exploring themes of broken families, politics, and yeah, a little passion. Despite the book's accolades, Lopez says she doesn't want her kids seeing it.
I'm not saying he's not a great author. I'm saying that that's not appropriate for a public school library.
And there you open up a can of worms. The parent is free to not allow her child to read these things in their house.
Peter Hart is with the National Coalition Against Censorship.
The problem is when you decide that not only is your child not allowed to read that book, but no one else's child is allowed to read that book.
When someone wants to yank a book like Palomar off the shelf, there's always a policy for public school librarians to follow. Rio Rancho's Library Bill of Rights says all challenges must be made in writing. Had Ms. Lopez lodged a written challenge? Well, we filed a public records request to find out. According to emails, she did, but not before the book was pulled. And Rio Rancho High School Vice Principal Sherry Carver said the book had been removed from the collection and shouldn't be reconsidered. Essentially, case closed. Lyndall Margo was a high school librarian for 14 years.
So many important books that have been banned. People wanted to burn them, take them off the shelves. You never see them again, and thank goodness we didn't.
Del Margo says school librarians are supposed to expose kids to all styles of literature to expand their worlds, make them critical thinkers, and hopefully they'll fall in love with reading. Quite often, Del Margo says, kids can handle a lot more than adults give them credit for, so...
Let's not freak out too bad. I mean, if this was the case, we'd never have gotten to read Catcher in the Rye or To Kill a Mockingbird or The Color Purple.
Parents have a right to control what their kids check out from school, Del Margo says, but not what other kids check out. According to emails, the assistant superintendent of the Rio Rancho School District, Carl Leppelman, said school administrators needed to follow school policy, something he pointed out they hadn't done. He ordered a committee review the merits of Palomar, per the school's policy. And members were told the whole process shouldn't take more than half an hour. Now, bear in mind, there's a 522-page graphic novel. Eight people, and a list of concerns from a parent.
I don't know that you can really say the discussion wasn't meaningful or that it wasn't taken seriously, because clearly I think they really had a deep and meaningful discussion.
Beth Pendergrass is a spokesperson for the Rio Rancho Public School District. She says that discussion in mid-March lasted over an hour and ended with a 5-3 vote to keep Palomar in the school's library.
However, we will ask that any student under 18 wishing to check the book out receive parent permission.
No other book at the school has that caveat attached to it, Pendergrass says, and for now, Palomar is still sitting in the district superintendent's office, 4 months after the vote. According to emails, Rio Rancho High School's top two administrators want Palomar purged from the school library once and for all. Katrina Lopez, the mom, says she's appealed to the superintendent to do just that. The district's administration says they've yet to receive her appeal in writing. For KUNM, I'm Rita Daniels.